The show made for moms and families. It's Channel Mom.
Moms should get more credit. Back when I became a mom, I realized people thought my former career in TV news was more important than my motherhood. But that's backward, because moms are raising that next generation, and the world depends on us to do it well. So moms, this is your time to sit back, relax, and let Channel Mom cheer you on and equip you in your job as a mom, because you're doing some of the most important work on the planet.
Channel Mom, we encourage moms. Now, here's your host, Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Yes, that would be me. Welcome to Channel Mom. I'm so glad to have you on board. I hope you're here for a reason today. I am Jenny. This is Channel Mom, where we do encourage moms because sometimes the world overlooks the importance and value of mamas. And so we're here to cheer you on. All right, I got a touchy question to start off with today. Have you ever wondered what states are really doing when it comes to abortion laws? The dangers or extremes that are hidden from us, and what is being pushed behind the scenes? Today on the show, we're going to hear a personal story of a dramatic decision that saved the life of an employee at a local pregnancy center. Oh my goodness, this is a tough subject, but you're going to hear things today that you probably have not heard before. So stick around. Really important topic today. Jenny Talcott coming up today on Channel Mom. Moms are a big deal, but sometimes the world forgets. That's why Channel Mom Media and Outreach is here. We exist to love, coach, and encourage every mom, whether she's struggling with parenting, single motherhood, homelessness, or locked in prison. On the radio and social media, Channel Mom works to remind each mom of her importance and give her the latest and best advice. We also reach out to moms with our hands and feet, helping homeless and incarcerated moms, as well as moms in the country and mothers in the city. You can join our work by praying for us, volunteering, or giving at channelmom.org.
Colorado has no restrictions on abortion, and abortion pills are being delivered through the mail. But there's hope. Alternatives Pregnancy Center is a trusted name in life-affirming care and supports those who feel like abortion is their only choice. Through advocacy, resources, and mentoring, Alternatives forges a path of hope because every woman deserves access to health care without economic barriers. You can help guarantee that Alternatives continues to provide free life-saving medical and counseling service by giving $10 a month at youhavealternatives.org.
Channel Mom with Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Oh, yes, here we are with a very difficult topic. Like, sometimes I think to myself as I'm driving down to do a topic on or show on this topic, I think, why did I do this again? But I know why we do it, because it's important and people need to know what's going on. All right. First, a quick shout out to our radio and podcast listeners all over the nation. We're so grateful. Please share the podcast when and if you can with somebody you think that would be blessed by it. And I do want to make my little announcement again. We are leaving radio. We've made the difficult decision Jim is pretending to cry in the control room. So grateful for Jim, by the way. This is the time I will thank him. Thank you, Jim, for all you do. He's so good as a producer. We've decided to leave radio and simply do exclusively podcast. However, we will also be taking a hiatus from podcast. To be really honest, I just feel like God has asked me to take a break and stop focusing too much on things like myself and focus on all the mamas who need help. So that is what we're doing. We're pulling back a little bit, but we would be honored if you just continue to check in with our podcast and, see where we go from here. Also, quick announcement. Remember, Mom, You're Amazing. My book is a terrific Mother's Day gift. You can get it on Amazon. It's such a blessing to moms. And I don't say that because I wrote it. I say it because of what moms have told me about how it's helped them. And that's the reason I wrote it. And then what else? One more quick little thing before we get to Jenny. This is a quick suggestion for you before we dive into the show. If you believe in supporting family-friendly movies, I suggest that you go see Unsung Hero debuting in theaters this weekend.
You're an unsung hero, so I sing this song for you.
Ugh. How many times has that song made you cry in the car?
It's going to make me cry right now.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear her. She's off. It's my fault, Jim. Yeah. Our guest said it's made her cry right now. that song, Unsung Hero, is by For King and Country. Of course, they're brothers, the Smallbone brothers, and they wrote it about their mom and their dad, I think, but more so their mom, and about the fact that she's an unsung hero. And so many mothers are unsung heroes. All they do behind the scenes to love their children, help their children, teach their children, hold their children, go through sickness and all kinds of other struggles with their children. God bless the mothers. An unsung hero is this new movie based on the Smallbone family that includes the Grammy Award-winning group For King and Country, brothers Joel and Luke Smallbone. And the whole point of the movie is what we talk about here at Channel Mom, the huge importance of moms, motherhood, fatherhood, and family with lots of help from God. So go get your tickets now. It's debuting in theaters. I know I just checked that it is opening up here in Denver as well, so you can get tickets in Denver. And so, I would love it if you'd support them. One other quick note. We are going to try to have somebody from the Smallbone family on the show next week, so we can talk about the movie and the message of the movie. All right, here we go. Jenny Talcott is the director of development at Alternatives Pregnancy Center, also a wife and mother of two, very important, and also my friend. Full disclosure, Alternatives Pregnancy Center is, of course, a sponsor of Channel Mom. And every once in a while, we want to talk about what they're up to and what they're doing as a sponsor. So welcome to Channel Mom, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny. It's always good to be here with you.
Okay, Jenny Squared. My friend Jim's going to get confused. Which Jenny? All right. So first, for folks who do not know what Alternatives Pregnancy Center does, and there are a couple of locations, so it's kind of like centers. But what Alternatives Pregnancy Center does, can you just quickly give us an overview?
Yeah. So Alternatives Pregnancy Center exists to help teens, women, and men in pregnancy-related crisis and offer them a meaningful alternatives to abortion. We do this by offering free medical and counseling services in three clinic locations, soon to be a fourth.
So, oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Yes.
And I want to say this because, gosh, I have to pray a lot before I do a show on abortion because I have very strong personal feelings. Mm. But neither you or Alternatives Pregnancy Center or me come from a place of judgment.
Correct.
You know, I have friends who've been through, you know, abortion, but for the grace of God, you know, I could have had that decision to have made at some point in my life. Fortunately, I did not have to make that decision. And so I just want to be really real, really honest. I would like to think I wouldn't have chosen, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot judge. But I do think a travesty is unfolding in our country that we no longer recognize a life inside of a body. We mm-hmm. only recognize the outside body.
Correct.
And I'm devastated by that mm-hmm. because I love God. And he makes every human being, even if they're small, inside of a womb. And I understand the freedom of a woman. I get all of that. I get it. But I also see that as some new things are unfolding, that we are literally killing babies that would be viable outside of the womb again and again and mm-hmm. again and again. Mm-hmm. And I find it to be a travesty. So I'll get off my soapbox. I want you to say very briefly before we get you to informing people about what's going on that they may not know about. How do we get to this place where states have now enacted some really extreme laws that allow for abortions in and are cutting off the ability to stop abortion, just all kinds of stuff. And they're fighting you. They won't mm-hmm. let you advertise mm-hmm. the way you used to. I mean, all kinds of stuff. So how do we get to this place where people, there's so much vitriol and so much hatred and so much anger. And so now we're having these laws that are really extreme being passed. How do we get here?
Yeah, it happened about 2 years ago with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. When the Supreme Court decided to overturn that, a lot of states immediately enacted stricter abortion laws, and on the opposite side, more flexible abortion laws or just completely open laws, like the state of Colorado. So 7 states now allow for late-term abortions, Colorado specifically up until the natural onset of labor, which could be 39 weeks, could be 40 weeks, could whenever before you go into labor. We allow that as
In Colorado,
yes.
So a woman could be 39 weeks and 6 days, or she could be 40 weeks but not gone into labor.
Right.
So 40 weeks and not gone into labor yet and go into a Planned Parenthood or an abortion clinic and say, I would like an abortion, and they could kill that baby.
Legally, yes, in the state of Colorado.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I pretty much knew that, but I didn't
it's
know.
It's still
that
shocking.
It's still. I shouldn't laugh. It's so sad. So they just feel like the woman's right, no matter if she's carrying a live human being inside of her, is paramount. Mm-hmm. So we have to allow for it whenever she wants it. Whenever that's what they believe.
Yes. That's the choice that they think they're offering. And they think it's a loving choice.
Yeah, right, to the woman. That's what
correct.
They think.
Yeah.
And so I want to get really real here. You had a woman who came into your, because people think, oh, that doesn't happen. Nobody walks in when they've got a viable, nobody's going to go get an abortion when they're 39 weeks. Tell me the story of a woman that walked into your clinic and was planning to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm. We had a client and patient. She came in 32 weeks pregnant in January and had an abortion scheduled in March. And she was fully ready to go through with that late-term abortion. By that point, she would be closer to that 34-week mark.
She would have potentially, and was planning to, went into Planned Parenthood to get an abortion at 34 weeks.
I don't know which clinic it was specifically, okay, but okay. Yes, she did have an abortion scheduled for late term.
And I know that a lot of people were praying, myself included, mm-hmm. that something would happen inside of her that she would decide she wanted that baby.
Yep.
And something did happen. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so she did show up for her appointment. It is a four-day process. So there's that myth, too, that it's a one-and-done. It's a four-day process. She went in for the first day, and the doctor kind of had an attitude with her. That was her words. He had an attitude, and she was like, I don't deserve this. And she walked out. And I really do credit it to the staff of Alternatives, who showed her such compassionate care that she could recognize she deserved better in that moment.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She is. She's expecting this baby. She shared with her family. Her mom's throwing her a baby shower. All of that because of the praying, the fasting, and the intentional care that we provide clients.
Yeah. All right. So we now have 7 states in America that allow for an abortion up till the moment of birth or labor and then birth.
Mm-hmm.
Are there more that are considering that same kind of law?
That I'm not sure.
What I read is that there are a number of states that have it on the docket to allow for late-term abortions. And I want to explain. I read a survey just yesterday, so this is current, that actually 66% of American voters, and it has been as high as 71% of American voters or Americans, oppose abortion after 12 weeks. So these states are enacting things that the voters don't agree with. And in fact, when you talk about the third trimester abortion, 86% of Americans mm-hmm. oppose that. 86%. And yet 7 states are saying, oh, no, you can have it in the third trimester. So they're yeah. going against what the voters have said. So you know, two-thirds of voters, that's that percentage, I think, oppose late-term abortions beyond 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these states are going ahead with that.
They're going ahead with it. They're putting it in, and they're calling it protection to access.
So I'm sure I've got a few people listening to me that completely disagree with me and say, how dare you want to take away the right of a woman? You know, what about rape and incest and all these other things? What do you think people who are on the other side, or maybe people who are just kind of in the middle, don't understand about what's going on with abortion laws out there, and including the abortion pill?
Mm-hmm. I would say, have you ever taken the opportunity to sit with somebody and actually have that conversation? And you'll see that it's very complicated. And have you offered support other than just saying this is your only option? That's why we are Alternatives. You have alternatives. Mm-hmm. You have more choices than just abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say, you know, sit with somebody and engage in conversation with somebody that doesn't agree with you. We love to have people come and tour. We love to have open dialogue with people of how we serve and why we serve. We're not trying to take a right away from anybody. We're trying to say, here are some other alternatives and how can we come alongside you?
And you're really big, because my friend Lori, who works at Alternatives, you're really big on no judgment. Really
yes,
big
we
on
are.
It. So, and I am teaching myself to be big on no judgment mm-hmm. as well. To the point where you counsel folks who went ahead and decided to have that abortion, but then are feeling bad or guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the guys who didn't get a say, who are also coming in and feeling bad. Tell me about the aftermath that we often don't hear about.
Oh, my gosh. The stories I hear are absolutely heartbreaking. Women that have had abortions 50 years ago, 40 years ago, and they're still carrying the shame. They're carrying this pain. And nobody has taken a minute to say, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. Because we have campaigns like Shout Your Abortion and things like that.
Yeah.
And so we do offer counseling after abortion. In the last year, had the 300% increase in clients needing counseling after abortion. So much so that we expanded it for men. And now we have post-abortion recovery for men. And I took a helpline call the other day of a man looking for that support.
You know, I kind of wonder, if a woman's natural instinct, and I know there are situations with poverty and there are situations where a girl had to go through incest. I understand that it can be extremely complicated sometimes about whether or not to carry a baby. I get that. But I wonder if our culture is so much now pushing, hey, this is your right, girl. This is your body, girl.
Yeah.
This is your health, your reproductive health, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if we've pushed that so much now that even if it goes against a woman's natural instinct and she thinks she kind of wants to carry that baby, but our culture is saying, no, this is your right. You go do what you need to do. If that's why you have so many people now in regret because they did it because culture told her it was the thing to do.
No, it's absolutely true. We hear that narrative all the time. Like, they told me I wasn't supposed to feel this way, so why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
They told me I wasn't going to have any physical effects. They told me I wasn't going to have any emotional effects. And now I feel like I'm broken because I am having feelings.
I have a friend who had three abortions. And of course, I still loved her and came alongside her. But she ended up dying very young of alcoholism. And I wondered to myself if she didn't perish and didn't become an addict because of her ache about aborting three of her babies. It's very complicated. It's very complicated. So tell us another thing about the laws. I do happen to know that, you know, after Roe v. Wade, they went to the streets and said, we can no longer get abortions. This is awful. And then abortions went up.
Yes.
Right?
In the state of Colorado. Absolutely. They increased.
Right. So people are like, oh, we're not going to get to have abortions. And then they actually went up.
Mm-hmm.
I also understand that Planned Parenthood got the record-breaking funding of almost $700 million in taxpayer funds in the 2022-2023 fiscal year. So more funding than they ever received before, committing almost 400,000 abortions, and yet they were offering less health care. So they reduced their cancer screenings, they reduced their pap smears, they reduced their breast exams, they reduced all that, but they increased their abortions, if I'm reading this number right. And they definitely got increased funding.
Yeah.
So and the one of the other things they're doing is working against people like you when it comes to abortion pill reversal. Tell me about what abortion clinics are now doing with abortion pills and what you are allowed to do or not do.
Yeah, so we used to be able to offer a abortion pill reversal protocol. And so if a woman had taken the first of two abortion pills, that's kind of one of the myths that it's one pill, it's two. If she's taken the first of the two, we could try to reverse the effects of that by doing a protocol of progesterone. Last year, a package of bills was passed in the state of Colorado that legally took away our right to do that. And so now, again, you're taking away choice, which is interesting to me.
Yeah.
But pills are being distributed.
From the pro-choicers,
right.
Although they don't call themselves that anymore, but pro-choicers are taking away the choice to reverse your abortion if you would like to do so.
Exactly. Yeah. I should have the right to change my mind if I'm in that situation. So we did lose that ability to do that legally, to provide that as a service. There is one provider in the state of Colorado, thank goodness, that can still offer those services. But these pills are being mailed. Even to states that have stricter abortion laws, you can still have them delivered to your doorstep.
There's been a huge increase in abortion pill
use.
So tell me about that.
Yeah, and even for provisional use, which is I'm not pregnant yet, but they're encouraging to have it on hand just in case.
Okay.
You do find out you're pregnant.
Have those numbers increased?
Oh, yeah. So they had what they call provisional advancement requests. 2 years ago, it was 6,000 people requesting that. Now it's 42,000 people requesting to have the abortion pill on hand just in case.
To people who may be listening to the podcast and don't share my faith and don't share my opinion of this issue and maybe mad at me by now and sending it to all their friends and they can't stand, you know, Jenny Dean Schmidt anymore. Fine. I'm fine with that. What I want from you is the message that you want everybody to hear without judgment, because I think what happens is it's so polarizing that I stand here and say, I think we should save the babies. And they stand there and say, I think we should protect a woman's right to choose. And never the twain do meet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think you want to say is in issues of life, it's so complicated. And when one side tells you it's going to be this way and it's going to be fine and you're going to have financial freedom and you're not going to be tied to that man you got pregnant from and all these other things, it's not that easy.
No, it's not. It's very complicated. Every client that comes in has a unique set of circumstances, and some are more difficult than others. And so meeting them with our slogan is care, compassion, always.
Yeah.
And ultimately offering them a meaningful alternative to abortion.
Yeah. When a man comes in, does he feel feel like he's been taken out of the loop sometimes when a woman's decided to have
absolutely.
An abortion?
Absolutely. More often than men or than not, men are saying, do whatever you want. I'll support you in that, because that's what they've been conditioned to say. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't get a decision. I just have to support you no matter what you do. But a majority of them want to have a say. A majority of them are like, no, I would totally be on board for this baby or whatever that means.
But because she's carrying it, they feel like they can't say
exactly.
That. Yeah.
My body, my choice.
Yeah. 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 Gosh, it's and, you know, people listening may say, Jenny, you're never going to uncomplicate this and win for your side kind of thing. But I love God, mm-hmm. and I love life, and I love that He gives us life. And so when we desensitize and anesthetize ourselves to the idea of babies being precious life, no matter what stage they're at. And mm-hmm. when does the heartbeat start?
It starts around that 6 week mark, but it's easier to see on ultrasound by like 8 weeks.
So it starts at 6 weeks, mm-hmm. and the majority, by far, most abortions occur after the heartbeat has started.
Yes, most of them happen between that 6 to like 12 week mark.
So there's a heartbeat there, and we're willing to stop it. And mm-hmm. and that is the thing, as someone who loves God and loves the life He creates and the beauty of a baby, it just breaks my heart. I can't mm-hmm. get past it. I mm-hmm. can't get past it. And I could look at a precious mom. I now work out of a homeless shelter, and so I see these precious moms mm-hmm. who think, I just can't have a baby, and I get it. I get why they're saying that. But I also see the baby on the inside, and so this mm-hmm. it hurts me. So you're going to tell us a story, but I just want to make sure, do you think you've gotten everything out there that's going on that people may not know about how you can now have late-term abortions yeah. legally in 7 states up to the time of birth, basically, and that the abortion pills are on the rise and you can't reverse them. Nobody mm-hmm. will allow you to reverse them. Anything else that I haven't missed?
I would say anyone considering using the abortion pills, get an ultrasound first. So we do provide those for free. Get an ultrasound to check and make sure that it's a viable pregnancy, how far along you are. Most women don't know. And so before you take those pills, get an ultrasound.
Because it can be dangerous to the woman.
Absolutely. And yeah, to the woman's health. Absolutely. Because they're doing them from home.
Oh, because mm-hmm. they're getting them in the mail.
They're getting them in the mail.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Reproductive health.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to be careful. We got to mm-hmm. be careful. Oh my goodness. And I do too. I'm a sinner, so I got to be careful too. But I just this issue gets me going. People can tell. All right. So you've got a story about an employee at an alternatives pregnancy center mm-hmm. and kind of what happened in this woman's life.
Yeah. So I believe in story sharing because I think it connects us to humanity. And mm-hmm. so here's this woman. She has 2 kids, 2 daughters, 8 and 6 years old, and she finds herself unexpectedly pregnant. It can happen to any of us, right? She's married. She's got kids. But here she is with her 3rd child, and she's got a lot of circumstances. Like you said, complex financial difficulties, relationship difficulties, you name it. And here she is. She's pregnant. So she goes, and she's been having some unusual bleeding. And the doctor says to her, you're going to miscarry this baby. But if you're tired of dealing with this, that's what he said. He never said abortion. If you're tired of dealing with this, sign this paperwork. We'll go to the hospital. You do a D&C, and you can be done with it. This woman's like, I'm so confused. I was not thinking I wanted to be pregnant. Now you're telling me I'm miscarrying. Like, no, I'm just going to go home. So she goes home and she continues bleeding. And she's like, okay, this doctor's right. Because why wouldn't we believe our medical professionals, right? They're the experts.
Yeah.
So she goes back and the doctor says, for the first time, I can find a heartbeat.
Oh.
But again, he says, you will miscarry this baby. If you want to be done with it, sign this paperwork and we'll be done.
So she's offered an abortion twice.
Twice. Okay. And again, with you're going to miscarry, not if yeah. you will.
Yeah.
And she says, as long as I heartbeat, I will do nothing. And 6.5 months later, she delivers a healthy baby girl, 3rd daughter to her, on January 24th. January 24th is my birthday. And this is my mama, who not only gave me life, but chose life for me.
And that's why you're so passionate about what
this
you do.
This is why I love what I do.
Your mom gave us a little statement. She was too shy to put it on camera. But this is what she said, Jen, and you haven't seen this.
Mm-mm.
Here we go. I will never forget that day at the doctor's office, hearing the heartbeat for the first time and being told the pregnancy would end in miscarriage, or worse yet, that I could end it now. Praise God, I made the decision to move forward with the pregnancy. After 7 months, we had a beautiful baby girl who has grown into a godly woman that is a voice for those. Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry too.
For those who don't have one. She has brought so much joy to us and others. So thankful we didn't miss out on God's blessing. Yeah.
Oh.
So that's your mama.
That's my mama.
And she made the right decision.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No.
So, wow. How much time do we have left, Jim? Jenny Talcott, Alternatives Pregnancy Center. How do they find you in Alternatives Pregnancy Center?
Yeah, you can go to our website, youhavealternatives.org. There's also a 24-hour helpline on there. You call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're there for you. So.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. And to anyone who's offended, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended you. God bless you. You know, we're all have different opinions, mm-hmm. but I feel strongly about this. It's why Alternatives Pregnancy Center is a sponsor of Channel Mom. Thank yes. you so much, Jenny.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to producer Jim. Thanks to my folks at Salem Radio. So appreciate every single listener, whether we disagree or agree. Thank you for what you do as moms. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're changing the world by loving your children well, by raising them well, by sacrificing for them, by doing so much to get them ahead. God bless you, every mom and dad out there who works hard to raise their babies well. If you want to check us out, go to channelmom.org. Remember to share the podcast. You can always become a donor. You can donate at channelmom.org as well. Hello to my own precious mama, kids, and husband. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Mother's Day is coming up soon. All right. Bye-bye.
You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you.
Amen. Nice done. Nicely done, Jenny. If Channel Mom Radio and podcasts give your mom life a boost of encouragement, would you consider supporting us? In order to keep our broadcasts on the air and serve moms and kids on the ground, we need help from listeners like you.
You can support us through a one-time donation or by signing up to be a monthly partner at an amount of your choice. Just go to channelmom.org and click donate at the top of the page. New monthly donors will receive a special gift package in the mail. While research shows moms are undervalued and families are struggling to stay together, Channel Mom works to lift up motherhood and add value to your family. We depend on donors like you to provide outreach to at-risk moms in prison and homeless shelters or dealing with single motherhood. Our life-changing programs are over capacity, so your donation will help us serve more moms and kids. Be a part of the change you want to see for mothers and families. Visit channelmom.org and click donate. We thank you for your generous support, and may God bless you for coming alongside Channel Mom.